Let us pray. Gracious God, open our eyes, ears, our heart and spirit, and help us feel your love, grace, comfort, and peace through your word today. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. Good morning. How are you doing? I hope all of you are in safe and doing very well. This morning, I want to share a short message from Psalm 23. You may think this question is so silly, but let me ask you. Have you ever really read Psalm 23? I know. If you've been a Christian for more than a couple of years, you probably not only read it, but memorized it, heard sermons on it, and found comfort in it during a hard time in your life. Actually, Psalm 23 is one of the most familiar Bible passages, right? But what I'm asking is that, did you really read it as word by word and phrase by phrase? Sometimes Bible passages can become so familiar that we miss their magnificence as we skim straight by. And it takes a special effort to slow down and appreciate. From last week and this week, I was twice generously given the opportunity for a slowed down, savoring the words and meaning rendition of the 23rd Psalm. And I say given intentionally, because I'm sure it was God's way of encouraging me and us. First up was for Reverend Emmett Johnson's funeral service. Although I only preached at the communal service with different Bible verses on the day, in fact, I already prepared the sermon for his funeral service with Psalm 23. And when I visited Barry a few days before the funeral, I read Psalm 23 with her, words by words and phrase by phrase, as sitting on the couch together. I was so sad for lost Emmett. And of course, Betty was so sad too. But when we read Psalm 23, I felt like my soul became peaceful and comforted. Betty all said with a smile on her face that Emmett went to heaven very peacefully, and he may be waiting for her in heaven. And he said, Emmett seemed to say to her, see you later, alligator. We both sure that God was with him in heaven and with us in here. As a shepherd makes us lie down in green pastures, leads us beside the quiet waters, and refreshes our souls, my soul was refreshed, comforted, and assured that God's love and grace. Another chance was for preparing my sermon this week. As you know, I usually follow the lectionary. And at the fourth Sunday in Lent, one of the four scriptures for this week was Psalm 23. Before I prepared the sermon, I prayed with the scripture Psalm 23. You know what? When we pray with the scripture, the prayer is more rich and meaningful and helpful to have God's wisdom. Because scripture is God's word toward us. And many of that are God's answers to our prayers. So I also pray to God for rest in green pastures, for leading and guiding in the path He wants us to travel, for His refreshment for our souls. After I prayed, I knew for certain that I can go through dark valleys without fear of evil, because He will answer my prayer to be with me. Brothers and sisters, we live in a troubled world now. Because of the coronavirus, we cannot work. We cannot worship God in the house of God. We cannot gather together to share our love with hugging or kissing. We are working through darkest valley. Our world is in the darkest valley right now. So we need God's guidance, help, His wisdom, comfort, and blessings. If you need God's guidance and confidence that He is with you right now, you can try to read this Psalm 23 as word by word and phrase by phrase, with reflecting on the words and phrase this week. Then you may find confidence and comfort in your heart as following shepherd's guidance and caring, with loving and feeding. Also, you can have courage to walk through the darkest valley without any fear, but having a strong faith in Him. May God be with you always. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, our shepherd, please lead us and guide us into green pastures and beside the still waters. Help our souls are refreshed, and let us have a strong faith in Him and have a courage to walk through the darkest valley with no fear. O Lord, give us confidence that You are always with us no matter what, and pour out Your blessings, Your love and grace over us, over our families and friends, and all the people in this world. In Your gracious name we pray. Amen.